The recording has been started, and the call is being recorded. If you have any objection, you may disconnect at this time. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Regina. Vidisha, over to you now. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Vidisha, and we are at the CCWP HR Research Subgroup call. Thank you all for joining. So this call was actually scheduled so that we could discuss and update each other on our work so far on the focus areas that you see on the screen right now. So that's pretty much what the agenda looks like. We just go through each focus item and then talk about whether we're facing any issues and talk about some sort of progress that we've made. Does anyone have any suggestions or additional topics that they'd like to discuss? Okay, I don't see any hands up, and I don't see anything in the chat, so I'm going to assume that that means no. Thanks, Corinne. Neil, I see, isn't on the chat. Oh, Neil is on the chat. So if you could just start by discussing the first agenda item, which is developing the table. Could we have an update on that? Corinne, or perhaps Neil? Either of you be able to give us a short update? Sorry, can everyone hear me? Oh, okay. Corina, I thought I saw his name, but then it sort of disappeared again. So, yeah, that's perfect. You could do it. Go ahead. Hi, Neil. That's fine because you arrived just in time. We were just looking at the first agenda item, which is looking at development of the table. So I was hoping you could give us a short update on what's been going on with that.
Yes, I'm more than happy to do so, Fiducci. So I haven't been able to be in contact with Marilia. But what I did is that I have made a view of several designers that could work with us, and based on price and the quality of their work and what they have been doing in the past, I selected a visualizer who has done a lot of data visualization in the past. And she is now going through the visualization, and I'm having a call with her next week. I sent her some intro to ICANN, a bit information behind the table. So we'll be working on that.
Okay, awesome. That sounds really good. So that sounds like you've got things more than just under control. So thank you for that. I was just wondering, do you know by when maybe you could have like a draft ready, or maybe give us an idea of how it's going to look, or are you still in, I mean, will that take more time to understand the timeline?
That is completely that's completely depending on what the graphic designer can do, so, and also depending on her understanding of ICANN and the relation of things. So I'll be much better equipped to work on that next week, to tell you next week, and I will do so as soon as I have the call with the designer.
All right. Thank you so much, Nina. That's really, really helpful. Thanks. The second item is the PDC and new GTLD subsequent procedures, which I have been working on with Swati, who works with me here in Bangalore. So we actually sent across a draft earlier this week, and on the 20th, I had circulated a draft that we've been working on. And basically, we're looking at the final issue report, and we've kind of divided you know, the human rights impact of that report into different heads, which is in accordance with the table that we have used. So we have freedom of expression, we have accessibility and diversity, we have right to security, due process, and competition and consumer choice, etc. Where we are exactly right now with respect to developing this paper is to make it more concise and also to make it more informative in lesser space, so as to, you know, make it easier for people who are just coming into ICANN to sort of understand the new detail, the procedure and the subsequent procedure. So that is like a short update. And again, I'd really encourage everyone, if you have time and if you're inclined, to give us some sort of feedback or help us develop this further, that would be great. Anne is going to be helping us as well, and so we look forward to that. If no one has any more questions, because in such a big item, I can go ahead and ask Arti to give us an update on the whole CDB work. Okay.
Hi,
can you see any hands? Yeah. Hi, Arti.
Okay. Arti, welcome to the report. So I had Padmini, Naveed, and I have just started speaking very briefly, but before we went on to do any more work, I just wanted to clarify that if we tie ourselves to the WHO is PDP, then we are sort of constrained by what output is coming out of the PDP, and since it has just begun, there is nothing that's come out yet. We're still at a document summarization phase where we're just looking at all the past reports, because CDP is the culmination of about 15 years of effort into who is the reform and review. So they're still looking at all the documents that are involved and how to summarize it, and only then will any work start, and only then will they begin answering the questions for which this working group is chartered. So I was just wondering that instead of tying ourselves to the CDP per se, we could maybe look at, make it analysis a little bit more broad and look at who is issues from a human rights perspective. So we are prepared to launch our PDP-related human rights work as soon as the output comes up. So this could be a more general research on US and related human rights, particularly privacy, because that's the biggest right perspective. And we'll keep it as current as possible. And so that I was also, I'm trying to avoid the overlap of subject three, which I'm also on, and I'm on the PDP. So I was just thinking what the rest of you think about that.
Thanks, Arti. So before I comment on that, I want to know whether anyone else had any comments. Did anyone want to come in at this point to add to that? Okay. So, Arti, actually, I completely agree, because I think the idea behind our group was to create small packets of information that would not only help other groups but also help newcomers into ICANN. And I think if we focus on who is related aspects and we will create a document and produce research just on who is, then that would help both cases. So I think it's a great idea to not tie ourselves with PDP, but also keep in mind that we're looking at urgent PDPs and we want to aid in their processes as well. So maybe, you know, don't depend on them, I guess, but just work towards the angles that they will be looking at. Does that sound okay to you?
Yeah, that's good, so that we can just begin some preliminary research work on human rights, and then we can keep updating it as and when more work comes out, and then I think the PDP group, the subgroup, can take on from there. That sounds good.
Okay, great. So we look forward to that. And Padmini and Naveed aren't on the call today, but I'm guessing that you guys have been in touch. So that would be great if you could get started on that. So thank you. Thank you very much. Did anyone have any more questions for Arti before we move on to the next item? Okay, I didn't see any hands up, so I'm going to assume that we can move on. The next item is new DTLD aspects of freedom of expression and economic aspects. We have Rangesh and Marilia who are looking into this, but neither of them are on the call. So maybe we could write to them on the mailing list and ask them for an update. In the meantime, does anyone else have an update that they can give us with respect to this, if you're aware of anything else? Okay, no, I don't see any hands, so I'm going to just assume that we can write to them on the mailing list and hopefully understand what we're doing in the UDLD. The next item is geographic regions. I'm sorry, that is my mistake. It's geographic regions and not geographic names. And Marine isn't on the call either, so I guess we're going to have to resort to the mailing list for both geographic names and the UDRC. Yes, that would be good if you could ask Rangesh to send in an update. At this point, are there any other comments that anyone wanted to add in? Because, I mean, this has been a very short call. I think it's going to be a record timing for a call. But since we've gone through A, B, and C on the list, and we're going to resort to the mailing list for the other three, I just wonder whether there were any other issues or doubts or anything else that we needed to discuss at this point. Because from what we had decided in our first call, we were going to talk about updates in this call, and then in our next call, we're going to sort of give each other drafts that we hope to present at Helsinki. So are there any other issues that we'd like to talk about? Yeah, hi, Atu, go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify that since you're looking for small packets of data that is easily digestible to people who are new to ICANN. So we're just looking for a small, a short draft, right? Like 3-4 pages?
Yeah, I don't think we've like really defined how big we want it, but definitely not too long. So I think 3-4 pages sounds great. And you know, we're going to try and put in as much information as we can in the simplest way possible. So I think 3-4 pages does sound really good at this point.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Aarti. Are there any other questions or comments we need at this time? Because we've actually come to the end of our agenda items as far as updates that we can give each other are concerned. So are there any other issues that we need to talk about? Okay, I don't see any hands or anything in the chat. So this has been, I think, a very, very short call, but thank you to everyone who's joined. Let's definitely keep in touch over the mailing list so that we understand exactly what each particular focus area is doing. And thank you very much. And let's talk again on the next call. I think we all love short calls, so this is good. Thank you, everyone. And thank you for joining. And let's talk soon. You can stop the recording now, Mariam.
Thank you very much, everyone, for attending the meeting. Regina, you may stop the recording. Thank you for your support today.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, ma'am.